It's Lucy Cutting and Your Afternoon on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania.
Now, similar to A Handmaid Tale, a regular segment of ours, where we talk to makers around Tasmania, today it has a bit of a twist. From A Handmaid Tale to a story about young people, often labelled as troubled youth, who make things, they've given themselves a refreshing name to replace the old label that reflects what people think of them and what they actually are. I have Bonnie Tuttle. She's the Operations Manager of Impact Communities in studio, along with artists and makers, I'm going to say, Jimmy and Rita. I'll start with Rita. What is the name that you've given yourselves?
We've given ourselves the name of Troublesmiths.
And why that name? And this is a question anyone can answer, by the way.
Jim? Yeah, I'll pick it up. I believe a troublesmith is someone who uses the experiences that they've had in life to be able to do better and to be able to grow and teach and create, really.
What is the particular project that we're talking about right now, Bonnie?
So I'll start at the beginning. So it's funded federally through the Empowering Youth Initiatives, and we run a program called the Youth Entrepreneurial Services Program, and this is actually a social enterprise through that program. So we do coaching and looking for employment through the YES initiative, and then this is the social enterprise which gives people actually business experience, so real going out there and actually getting experience, making things, selling things, all of that sort of thing.
And what has that looked like for both of you being involved in it?
It was really good for me because before I joined the program, I was virtually just staying at home doing nothing, and then I joined the program and was in there for about 5 months or so, and because of them I ended up leaving and joining TAFE to do a Bar Essentials course. So if it wasn't for them, then I probably would still be at home doing not much.
What's a Bar Essentials course?
They teach us how to, like, pour drinks and, you know, the right drinks and how much alcohol to put in it. And then we're doing a barista course as well at the same time and doing serve food and beverage in the restaurant at the Drysdale.
And what's been your experience, Jimmy?
I've had all kinds of opportunities within the program. I've had an opportunity to work on my glass lamp working skills, which is very difficult to get into in Tasmania, but the program helped me find someone to teach me. I've had opportunities to make products with other participants in the program, go out off-site and work with communities and sort of community outreach programs, and, yeah, just get my name out there and meet lots of incredible people.
Yeah, has it been a similar experience for you, Rita, where you were able to meet a lot of different people and it actually made you want to get out of the house as well?
Yeah, it did, because for me I struggled a lot with talking to people and just making conversation with people that I don't know, and that really, joining the program brought me a lot out of my comfort zone, which was a good thing. I've found that now, after leaving the program, I find it a lot easier to talk to people that I don't know.
And Rita's probably one of our more social people that we've had through, I think, and she's actually been really encouraging to bring other people into the program as well. She's definitely a Troublesmith success story. So we're really proud of her and all of those personal achievements. It is an employment and education program, but the other benefits that all of our participants, or our Smiths that we call them, get out of it are really just, you know, quite profound, I think, as far as life-changing.
The fact that you're sitting here doing radio right now, it says a lot about where the program has taken you, absolutely.
That's for sure. I wouldn't have ever thought of doing this 6 months ago.
Yeah. Bonnie, what is the particular thing that's happening tonight as part of Troublesmiths?
So we're launching the brand. So sneak peek for everybody who's listening right now. We're launching that new name. We're launching the new visual identity. We're celebrating all the work that we've done. All of the young people in the program were part of this whole process of renaming and rebranding. So it's been a long time in the making and been really exciting. We also have an art show going on at the same time. So that's all at Capulus in Watchorn Street in the city. Yeah.
And will there be kind of a web element to part of this as well?
Absolutely. So we'll be on Facebook and Instagram. We are live now if you wanted to look up Troublesmiths, and then also our website, which is www.troublesmiths.com.au.
For both of you who have been involved in the program and making things and meeting other people, what do you think about the name? I think it's quite an interesting take, but I'd love to hear your perspectives.
I think it's really catching. It's one of the main points that most of the participants brought up, was that we, as young people, felt very misplaced in our roles in the community. There wasn't a you know, there wasn't necessarily a direct bridge to get to where we wanted to go. So to be able to be part of the program gave us guidelines to operate within and gave us structure and support as well.
Jimmy, will you have particular things there that people will be able to check out, or will there be other works there that others can check out?
I've always got a long strand of dangly glass pendants around my neck, probably making a big ruckus. I haven't got any items in the show tonight because of certain reasons, but I'm always available to take up custom work or take orders and stuff. I just operate under my name, Jim Lindner.
I think we need to talk about this glass around your neck. So did you make this particular piece?
Absolutely. I made every single piece on this chain. I've got five pieces, I believe, there. The very first piece that I started with was very formless and very very immature, I'd say. Like, looking back on it, I can see an incredible deal of progress just within my own confidence as an artist and expression. And yeah, and I definitely wouldn't be as comfortable and as taking as many risks with my art if I wasn't getting the support and the encouragement from the Yes Program and from Troublesmiths.
The particular piece that Jimmy has kindly handed over the desk to me is about 5 different pieces of glass with colours kind of warped through them and different, it's really like different expressions of creativity. How long do these individual pieces take you to make?
Anywhere between 30 minutes to 4 hours. Some of the pieces that I've attempted obviously didn't make it, but some of the more basic they get, the stronger they get as well. So, I try to keep it simple and I try to keep the designs as natural and organic as I can. In those pendants that you have there, I have a couple of space-themed pendants. I have a very, like, Fibonacci spiral and a couple of implosion pendants, which work on the same physics as a drop of water into another body of water, how the drops come up. Yeah.
So for both of you, where are you hoping to see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years with the skills that you've picked up?
If I can be there's not really a point where you're qualified to be a glassblower, so pretty much just recognised within my industry and possibly... holding some gallery shows would really be in my game or in my sights.
Yeah. And for you, Rita?
Well, if it wasn't for the program, I probably wouldn't be doing this bar course. So I'm hoping somewhere down the track I end up getting hired behind the bar somewhere. But, I don't know, learning how to make all the tattoo balm and everything else that we've made, I don't know, I could probably always do it at home as well because I know how to make them all now and whatnot. Which is pretty good.
Bonnie, what other... I've seen a bit of Jimmy's glass work and I've heard about the tattoo balm as well.
Yeah.
But what other little things will be... Well, not even little, big things will be at the launch tonight?
Well, we have put some of the Smiths through some sewing classes. So there's cushions, heat packs, a couple of toiletry bags. There's paintings and photos from our other artists in the program. We've got a lot of body products, so the tattoo balm, the hand balm. We've got beard oil, if anyone has any facial hair that needs to be tamed. They're all natural products too, so that's one of the things that we work on. And all of the Smiths actually come up with the scents and we do a lot of experimenting in the kitchen, things like that. What else do we make, guys? Gosh, there's so much stuff.
Yeah, we've got metal straws, we've got soaps, we've got... Oh, geez, all kinds of things. There's been so many different, like, candles and, really just, what's the word?
I think what you're looking for is people have to head along to actually check it out. I think that's the
absolutely.
That's the key.
It's almost indescribable.
Yeah. It's quite broad because it is driven by the young people. So if they're interested in something, we try and facilitate that and get them the skills that they need to then produce a product and bring it to market and then sell it. So it's really one of those things that's quite flexible as we can be.